Welcome to Kingsway's weekly podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
My church leader hat on just for a second. We just wanted to take some time to look at who we are as a community and what are the things that are important to us. In other words, what is the culture that we live in, that we want to live in, that we want to cultivate? Are there some sort of themes in there? And we've, you know, if you've heard Alan's talk on the Kingsway culture, then you'll understand where we're coming from. So we're just taking some time just to evaluate where we are and what it is that's important to us. And sooner or later, your behaviour will, unless you're an incredibly good actor, your behaviour will, you will exhibit what you believe. All right? I'll shut up. So it's why it's good to look at what we believe, okay? So that's what we're doing over a series of weeks spread across a few months. So you need to sort of hang on in till you get to the end, which is sometime in March, I think, when Sharon does a talk on love. Oh, and Nikki, apparently. So this is one of those pillars, okay, that we're just, you know, building our community on. Okay, so Belinda's going to talk about the fact that God's good. So we'll start again. This is Belinda Hayes.
Not too much.
Just say it again. People need to hear it more than once.
So oh, okay. Okay, that's cool.
You can
repeat everything. Can I have the next slide, please? Okay, so because Alan spoke so brilliantly about all Kingsway values, what we're going to talk about today is based on Alan's speech. Next. And I'm talking about God being good. And I have spoken in front of you guys a few times, but I have never felt so sick, so disorganized, so completely discombobulated as I do today. So you need to understand that my heart is in the right place, even if the words are not. Okay, that's excellent. So next one, please, Laura. Right. So some of the work we did years and years ago focused on the thoughts, feelings, behaviour triangle. If you end up doing any CBT or psychiatry, psychology, it talks about this sort of system in life. How what we believe and think influences how we feel and consequently, therefore, how we act. So the topic of God being good, when Alan asked me to speak on this, it really threw me, because in the last 3-4 months we've had hurricanes, earthquakes, stock market crash, you know, just like all kinds of disasters, people very ill, diagnoses of horrendous things. And I don't know about you, but when I speak to people who don't go to church sometimes and try and say, oh, God is good, they look at me like I'm an alien. Like, how can God be good when all of this is going on? Now, I'm not going to go into this in a huge amount of depth because there are people that are way more qualified than I am to do that. But Bill Johnson basically covers it quite well. And he says that this earth as we live in it now is not how it was planned to be. We were designed for Eden, where there was goodness and perfection and beauty and everything in harmony together. But we kind of goosed that. And consequently, our authority was given away. And I've forgotten my glasses. So in the act of eating the apple, we lost our authority. And I'm reading from him now. Mankind went from ruler over a planet to the slave and possession of an evil one. All that Adam owned, including the title deed, to the planet with its corresponding rule, became part of the devil's spoil. But that's when God's plan kicked in for redemption. And under Jesus, that redemption is here, but it isn't yet complete. So as it stands, we're taking the planet back one step at a time, okay? So that's that dealt with. But God is good, and I'm going to just talk a little bit about this, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why I think it's important to understand what we believe, because it does really influence how we act, and it influences our life. Just as an example, years and years ago, when I started networking, going into business networking groups, absolutely hated it. I would sit in the car and I would go, oh, I don't want to go. I don't know anybody. I don't know anything. Everybody's better than I am. They're all professional. They're all really clever. They're all going to be better dressed. And I don't want to do it. So I'd walk into the room feeling rubbish, insecure, anxious. And then I would sidle through the door, find the coffee, find somebody who looked equally lost, and start chatting. And I realised slowly that I'm thinking the wrong thing. Everybody in the room feels inadequate, insecure, probably slightly bored, probably very tired if it's 7:30. And that changed my thinking. And then I was like, actually, I feel excited. I wonder who I'm going to meet today. Wonder what it's going to be like. And let's face it, if it all goes horribly wrong, and some of them really have, as Jonathan will testify to, it's just a good story at the end of the day, isn't it? So how bad can it be? So now when I go, I'm far more interested, and I walk into the room with a smile, and I look around and look for somebody else who maybe isn't feeling great, and I go and encourage them. My thoughts and beliefs about a situation have impacted my feelings, which has changed my behaviour, okay? So we really have to get a grip to the idea that God is good. Can you put the next slide up? Say that again. Thank you. Can you put the next slide up? Fantastic. So there are babillions of verses about why God is awesome. I'll go back to this one because I've goosed the order. Could you do the next one? Fab. Psalm 34, verse 8. Open your mouth and taste. Open your eyes and see how good God is. Blessed are you who run to him. The goodness of God is not a theory, okay? It's not something that sits in a book on a shelf that you hear people talk about and that's it. You really get to live it. And that is what makes it so exciting. But sometimes we need to change our perspective. Change our perspective on that. So, it's a bit squished here, right? I'm sitting on the floor and I can see feet. I can see a little bit of rubbish. It's a bit grey. I feel a bit pathetic sitting here, really. I'm not really sure I belong. I'm not enjoying this. I might just change my view. Oh, I'm not as short as everybody else now. This is quite good. I'm kneeling up and I can see that there are other people who maybe are not in such a different position from me after all. Maybe they'd be quite approachable. Maybe I could chat to them afterwards. And when I change my perspective again, this isn't the only room in the world. Look, there's outside. Wonder what's out there. Wonder what that could be like. That little bit of dirt on the floor doesn't look so important now because there's something over there that looks really interesting. Cake. Cake! So what I'm trying to say is our circumstances are not our truth. So at the same time as we can say, taste and see that God is good and experience it, I want you to really take the one thing away is that our circumstances are not our truth. Your perspective has to change. I don't know about you, but I am a very feelings-based person, as my kids will all testify. If I see something on TV that might be sad, it might not even be sad, it might just be grand designs and it all goes right, I am prone to crying. There's a tear that will dribble from my eyes and they'll go, oh, Mom, you're not crying again. I don't know why I do it, I just do. I'm kind of a feelings person. But the problem with feelings is that they aren't always our truth either, are they? So we have to check it back with what do we believe. About 18 months ago, So because I'm a feelings-based person, I make judgments quite quickly, which is terrible. But I can look at people and I think, oh gosh, I can be intimidated or excited or whatever. But I sometimes look at people and I think, wow, must be great to be you. Must be great to be you. Bet they've got it all together. Can't bring my inadequacy into the sphere of your greatness. And it's just rubbish, isn't it? Because we're all a little bit rubbish every now and again, and we all have a bit of a pants day. So we haven't to let our perceptions of those kind of things rule us either. So, tasting, seeing what the Lord is doing, and believing the truth despite your feelings, which is why that the thoughts and beliefs is at the very top of that triangle, because everything else is kind of subject to change. About 18 months ago, we had a lot on, and I was very stressed, and I became aware that I had forgotten to smile for quite some time. And I was really just deeply sad. And I was driving to work, and I just thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not really very happy. And I was just reminded of the joy of the Lord is my strength. So I thought, right, okay, I haven't got any, so I'd like some of yours, please. And I'm choosing to believe that that's what you will do. You will give me your joy to get me through this. The choosing, the changing of my mind, changed my perspective. I didn't giggle all the way into work, but I was in a much better place, and I found my smile again. Ben spoke last week about choosing, didn't he? I don't know if everybody was here. He spoke about the fact that as a church, we had chosen to love no matter what, and how that freed him and released him. He spoke about us making choices to do things with our lives. And really, the idea of God being good is an idea that you have to choose to believe. You have to choose to believe it. Because when you believe it, then you can act on it. Now, I don't want to bore you. I was boring Sam a bit because I was trying to talk about this, and I could just stand here literally and tell you for the next however long all the stories of how amazingly good God has been in my life. It's ridiculous. That back row right there is a picture of glorious goodness that I just do not deserve. Awesome. Quick story about choosing to believe things, which is just going to embarrass Jonathan just a little bit. When I was about 15, I went to a tent mission. Don't know if anybody else has ever been to any of those. This one was staffed by particularly good-looking Norwegian young men, so I can't imagine why I went. The guy was talking about praying for what you want, being specific. Write it out. Write a list. And I was 15. So my list was about my husband. I was like, I want this. And he said, 10 things on a list that you want, right? Well, I'm not known for sticking to rules, so I kind of went, I'd like this and this. Point one, love God and have a good sense of humour. So I kind of doubled up, made this long list, prayed about it for a couple of weeks, as is the 15-year-old one, put it away, forgot all about it. Years later, moving home, found my list. I'd like to introduce you to my list. It's Jonathan Hayes. God is really faithful to us. But the story I want to tell you about God's goodness, because it impacted our behaviour, is really about buying Barker Zane. Because through our life getting married, we didn't have very much money, struggled to find a house. God found us a house. It needed thousands of pounds of work, which we didn't have. The guy decided to do the work. We got the house. Then we found Rydal Avenue. Shouldn't have been on the market. Was on the market. Shouldn't have been able to afford it. We could afford it. We got the house. Crazy. When Barker's Lane came on the market, it was the house we had literally dreamed of. We had driven past it, prayed over it, dreamed of it. But I believed that God was good, and I knew the testimony and the stories of how good he is to us. And I just said, you know what? Why don't we just push the door? So I went to go and have a look. Then we put the offer in. At this point, we didn't have a mortgage. And then it was accepted, and we just kept pushing the door. And I just kept saying to God, well, we're just going to keep on pushing the door, and then you can just close it at any point. Any point you want to close it now? No? No? Still going? And now we're in it. And we're in it, and it's decorated, and it's done, and I don't know how we paid for it. I don't know where the money came from. Fair comment. And there we are. God did it. It's all about God being good. Whoop, whoop. And Sarah designs the interiors wonderfully. So what's the next one? It's stuck. The anticipation is building. It's very exciting. It's completely stuck. Basically, it's talking about faith. So Hebrews 11, verse 1, there you go. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. And I was reading this today because I've always loved the idea of faith is to be sure of the things we hope for and to be certain of the things we cannot see. But I hadn't read this. God didn't get together all the different colour bits of Play-Doh and make the earth. It didn't exist. He made it out of what wasn't there. So that means that in our circumstances where we can't see solutions, we can't see what's going to happen, God makes it out of what isn't there. Does that make sense? Is that really exciting? Because I think that's just awesome. And I want more of that. So what that means is we get the opportunity to say, right, God, I'm testing this water. I've got a dream. Ben said last week that he was loved to life. Through all his interests, through all his passions, he was allowed to pursue them fully. And he found his way. Yeah? And then he said, and everybody here has a dream. And everybody here has got a little piece, a seed of God inside them. And if I get to know you, I get to see another element of God. Because you're part of, you're reflected, your dreams are God's reflection, aren't they? So if you're dreaming things, put this together with me. If you're dreaming things that seem ridiculous, but you know that God is good, and you know that he's able to make things out of what doesn't seem possible, then what's to stop you from pursuing it? Just go for it. Do you want to do the video, please? Because no talk of mine would be complete without Indiana Jones. I love a bit of Indiana Jones. What was top about that was not just that he leapt, but actually, and I know the film is it's not really great, but that he threw the sand so that somebody else could see the way. And that's the point of testimonies on a Sunday, because testimony is a spirit of prophecy, isn't it? That's what we've been told. So if somebody else is walking that pathway because of their belief and they're on it and they can do something you think is impossible, you just get to go, thank you very much. I'm having that prophecy in my life because I want that. And you just showed me the way and I want it. I want more. Let's go to the next level. They say, if your dreams don't scare you a little bit, they're not big enough. So you shouldn't be able to do it on your own, should you? You need to be able to do it with God. I haven't got a huge amount more to say than that, really, other than I really do encourage you all to try and think about what are you believing in the situation? What does it really look like to you? Is it you? When I was first a Christian, I'll be honest, I was saved through fear. Because I went to a church that was a lovely church, honestly lovely, but there was a lot of videos around about called being left behind. When the end comes, if you're not one of us, you're left behind. And that means like you're going to come home, there'll be nobody there. And all the good people have gone, and the world's going to end. Oh gosh, it was terrifying. And if you watched it in a certain church at a certain time, when they all went, they turned off all the lights. Oh, it was terrifying. I was terrified. So my prayer of conversion was, Jesus, if you're there, you're really real, I really don't want to be left behind. And because God's good, he loves me anyway, and he goes, yeah, okay, we'll do this. We'll get this journey cracking on. Let's go. And I'm not there anymore. I know that that's not who he is. I know he sings over us, and it's not fear. But I did believe that God was quite cross. And Jesus kind of went, I'll have a word. Don't worry. I got your back. You see, when I was growing up, and I'm so glad my mum's not here, my dad was fab, but we didn't get on brilliantly all the time. So I'd say to my mum, me, 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 and she'd go, I'll have a word with your dad. Now, in a lot of ways, I could see Jesus like that. Don't worry. Got your back. I'll have a word with my dad. And that's just not it, is it? You know, that's not what the relationship's supposed to be. It's much more loving. All those things we've sung today, haven't they? Do you believe what I believe about you? God loves you. He doesn't want you to fail. If a door doesn't open, cool, there's a better door. If the house isn't right, great, there's a big one. In fact, for Sam, there's a castle. That's what we've seen in Scotland. That's the dream. So, you know, it's like we just need to always stand above our circumstances on our truth. Our circumstances are not the truth. God is good. That is the truth. So, I get an early finish tonight. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Belinda preaches early finish. If you want to all just stand up. So, Jesus, we just thank you that you are good. God is good, and he's in a great mood. When he sees us, he smiles. When he hears our dreams, his heart is joyful for the possibility of co-laboring with us in things that everybody else will think are impossible. Jesus, we just ask for dreams and bigger dreams, doorways opening, opportunities for the ridiculous, and testimonies of awesome greatness so that we can live a life that glorifies you. Because when we catch hold of this, your glory will be made manifest in our lives. So we just declare your goodness, Jesus, and we thank you for all that you are and all that you do. Amen.
Wonderful, 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 Belinda. Wonderful. So just take a moment. What's in here, by the way? I don't want to know. Just take a moment and think about this week, all right? Look up the road this week, okay? And I just want you to stand on that truth that God is good. Okay? It's a bit, for me, it's a bit like, oh, where's everybody gone? Oh, there you are, right? And put the God is, if you need to put the God is good glasses on, put the God is good glasses on, okay? But don't ever take them off, right? It's like Ben, you know, Ben's God's love switch is always on and on, there's no off. God's good switch is always on, there's no off, okay? And I want to encourage you now, before you get to Monday morning, okay? I don't like Mondays, right? You could just change that one, couldn't you? You know, thank God it's Monday, because God's good. And you might have a difficult meeting on Tuesday afternoon. Well, thank God I love that building. He's just going to make something out of nothing. That's what he's good at, making something out of nothing. Oh, that's just really exciting. I dine on that for... Wow. Because then you don't have to come up with the answers to what's going to happen, do you? Because he's just going to surprise you and it's going to be good. So thank you so much. That's really... Oh. So this week, I'm just telling you, you're going to have a good week. All right? God's more determined than you are that you're going to have a good week. Oh, glory.
We hope this message blessed you. If you're hungry for the more of God, if you want to be equipped to live the normal Christian life 24/7, see miracles, walk in healthy relationships, and discover Christ in you, then why don't you head over to www.idestiny.org.uk. iDestiny is Kingsway's 5-month full-time ministry and discipleship school, starting both in March and September every year. For more information on Kingsway Church, please visit www.kwcm.org. And for more information about iDestiny, please visit www.idestiny.org.uk. Have a great day.